Barcelona opportunity?
No, yeah, what happened?
Good evening and welcome to the February 27, 2019 meeting of the San Francisco Board of Appeals. President Frank Fung will be the presiding officer tonight. He is joined by Vice President Rick Swig, Commissioner Ann Lazarus, Commissioner Daryl Honda, and we expect Commissioner Rachel Tanner shortly. To my left is Deputy City Attorney Brad Russey, who will provide the board with any needed legal advice this evening. At the controls is the board's legal assistant, Gary Contera. I'm Julie Rosenberg, the board's executive director. We will also be joined by representatives from the city departments that have cases before the board this evening. Scott Sanchez, acting deputy zoning administrator, also representing the planning department and planning commission. Joseph Duffy, senior building inspector, representing the Department of Building Inspection. And Chris Buck, urban forester with San Francisco Public Works Bureau of Urban Forestry. The board meeting guidelines are as follows. The board requests that you turn off or silence all phones and other electronic devices so they will not disturb the proceedings. Please carry on conversations in the hallway. The rules of presentation are as follows. Appellants, permit holders, and department respondents each are given 7 minutes to present their case and 3 minutes for rebuttal. People affiliated with these parties must include their comments within these 7 or 3 minutes. Although I just realized all three cases have been continued, so the first case is for vote only, and the other two, the parties will get 3 minutes each. To assist the board in the accurate preparation of minutes, you are asked but not required to submit a speaker card or business card to board staff when you come up to speak. Speaker cards are available on the left side of the podium. If you have questions about requesting a rehearing, the board rules, or hearing schedules, please speak to board staff during a break or after the meeting, or call or visit the board office. We are located at 1650 Mission Street, room 304. This meeting is broadcast live on SFGovTV, cable channel 78, and will be rebroadcast on Fridays at 4 p.m. on channel 26. The video is available on our website and can also be downloaded from sfgovtv.org. Now we will swear in or affirm all those who intend to testify. Please note that any member of the public may speak without taking an oath pursuant to their rights under the Sunshine Ordinance. If you intend to testify at any of tonight's proceedings and wish to have the board give your testimony evidentiary weight, please stand if you are able, raise your right hand, and say "I do" after you've been sworn in or affirmed. Anybody testifying? Okay. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. So item number one is general public comment. This is an opportunity for anyone who would like to speak on a matter within the board's jurisdiction, but that is not on tonight's calendar. Is there anybody here for general public comment? Okay, we will move on to item number two. This is commissioner comments and questions. Commissioners?
Nope.
Okay, we will move on to item number three. Commissioners, before you for discussion of possible adoption are the minutes of the February 20th, 2019 board meeting.
Any corrections or additions?
Move the adoption of the minutes as submitted.
Okay, we have a motion from Commissioner Lazarus to adopt the February 20th, 2019 board minutes. Is there any public comment on that motion? Seeing none, President Fung?
Aye.
Commissioner Honda?
Aye.
Vice President Swig?
Aye.
Okay, so that motion carries and the minutes are adopted. We will now move on to item number four. This is appeal number 18-164, Richard Hall versus San Francisco Public Works, Bureau of Urban Forestry. Subject property is 2940 16th Street. Appealing the issuance on December 7, 2018 to San Francisco Public Works of a public works order. Approval of request to remove two street trees with replacement adjacent to the subject property. This is order number 200294. Note, on February 6, 2019, the board voted 4-0-1, Commissioner Tanner absent, to continue this appeal so that the Bureau of Urban Forestry can provide more clarity on the project, specifically the type and size of the replacement trees and the source of funding for the trees. On February 20, 2019, the board voted 3-0-2, Commissioner Tanner and Commissioner Honda absent, to continue this appeal so that Commissioner Tanner and Commissioner Honda can participate in the vote. So, Commissioner Honda, did you?
I did watch the video.
Oh, perfect. You're ahead of me.
Love hearing Commissioner Swig.
Okay. So, there is no further testimony by the parties as this matter was continued for the purposes of a vote. So, however, Commissioners, we do need a motion.
Any comments?
Who made the motion last time?
Well, you wanted to make a motion to grant
To grant the appeal with the condition that the
the trees
are funded and installed within 90 days, I think it was.
Three months, yes. I think we should specify that they would be replaced with two larger stature 36-inch box size.
That sounds perfect to me.
Magnolia trees. Okay. So we have a motion from Vice President Swig to grant the appeal and uphold the public works.
One question first, sorry.
Okay. After watching the hearing last week, so what is the enforcement for them to actually install? What happens if they don't do it within 90 days?
We arrest Mr. Buck?
Yes. I take him off my Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. He's no longer going to be my Facebook.
That was a serious question. So what happens after 90 days if they don't? Does the permit get removed? Your mic.
I believe someone could probably file a lawsuit.
Okay. Just checking.
The city to comply with the board's order.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So we have a motion from Vice President Swig to grant the appeal and uphold the public works order on the condition that it be revised to require replacement with two larger stature 36-inch box size magnolia trees with replacement within 3 months of removal. On that motion, President Fung?
Aye.
Commissioner Lazarus?
Aye.
Commissioner Honda?
Aye.
Okay, so that motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Okay, we will now move on to item number 5. This is appeal number 18-155, James Schischler versus the zoning administrator. Subject property is 52 to 56 Landers Street, appealing the denial on November 9, 2018 of an exposure variance for a proposal to add one dwelling unit at the ground floor level of an existing one-unit, two-story cottage within the rear yard, which will face onto a rear yard with a laundry shed, decks, and spiral stairs, resulting in less than the minimum unobstructed 25-foot open area required for dwelling unit exposure. This is case number 2016-007-339. Note, on January 23rd, 2019, the board voted 5-0 to continue this matter to February 27th, 2019, to allow time for the appellant, in consultation with the zoning administrator, to prepare draft findings that will support the granting of this variance. And welcome, Commissioner Tanner. So we will hear first, I believe, from the zoning administrator. Do you have anything to add? Okay.
Mr. Right, beautifully.
Mr. Schisler? Okay.
No, you first.
Okay, is there any public comment on this item? Okay, so commissioners, this matter is submitted.
The findings as produced, I guess, by our director with the cooperation and the support of the ZA fits what I had intended when I brought this issue up. Comments?
No. Motion?
If not, move to grant the appeal.
Want me to give you some language? Or go ahead.
And determine on the basis that the five findings.
And with the adoption of the conditions as well? Do you want me to include that?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have a motion from President Fung to grant the appeal and overturn the zoning administrator's denial of the variance with adoption of the conditions and findings submitted by the appellant and the zoning administrator on the basis that the findings support the granting of a variance under Planning Code Section 305C. On that motion, Commissioner Lazarus?
Aye.
Commissioner Honda?
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner?
Aye.
Vice President Swig?
Aye.
Okay, so that motion carries.
Was that by air or? No.
Pardon?
That was a de novo, right?
That was de novo, correct.
Just wanted to correct.
Very sensitive about that. Okay.
Thank you. So we are now moving on to item number 6, and I don't see anybody except for Joe Duffy here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Appellants.
Yes, of course.
The appellants.
Mr. Kleinman, I apologize.
That wasn't contingent.
Well, I guess it's concerning. I don't see the permit holder, but okay. Well, item number six, appeal number 18-145, Dan Kleinman versus Department of Building Inspection. Subject property 571 Mira Way, protesting the issuance on October 18, 2018, to Ying Nor Lee of an alteration permit to comply with notice of violation number 2016-96401. Remove unwarranted structure approximately 8 feet by 12 feet near north property line at rear of building, revert back to original wooden deck, install stucco to existing exterior wall to north, match original front facade, and replace all front windows with existing style. This is application number 2016-0406-4087. Note, on January 9, 2019, the board voted 5-0 to continue this matter to February 27, 2019, to allow time for DBI to make a site visit to evaluate the design of the retaining walls and the foundations, and with further direction to the permit holder to prepare an accurate set of plans which show the pre-construction conditions, explain what is being proposed to mitigate the notice of violation and other issues on the property raised by DBI and the planning department, including structural design issues, and to immediately provide and pay for a surveyor to monitor the conditions on the property. So I think we will hear from Mr. Duffy first.
Good evening, commissioners. I'm surprised the permit holder's not here. I assumed they were coming tonight. I actually was at the site yesterday. I've made a couple of visits to the site, and I thought that they would have been here this evening. But I'll go ahead anyway with like my update since the last hearing. The parties did get together and did formulate an agreement, which I believe is signed, and Mr. Kleinman can speak to that. But there were issues between Mr. Kleinman and the permit holder. They met. I went out there a couple of times, and I have reviewed the plans that were issued to comply with the notice of violation. I'm happy enough with them. I would encourage the permit to be upheld at this point. We're also receiving some documentation from the Neighbourhood Association, who are venting their frustration at the blighted building and how long it's been sitting. So I think they did have some concerns about the facade of the building. Part of the permit that's under appeal does allow for the removal of the stucco on the front of the building and a replacement of stucco and new windows. That's part of the permit. So that would, I think at this point, there will be some inspection issues that the contractor will have to deal with. I've explained that to him. There may have been some work that was done without inspection. We'll have to get to the bottom of that. But without the suspension being lifted on the permit, we can't really do that. But as far as I'm concerned, I would definitely hope that if the permit is upheld and the work starts, that they'll get it done in a safe and efficient manner, that these people that are living next door to it can get on with their lives. This building is an eyesore. The way they started this process was wrong. There's no doubt about that. They went about it completely wrong. They annoyed everyone, including ourselves at DBI. We have a revoked permit. But I do think at the end, in these cases, when they do get through a permit process on a proper set of plans that is reviewed by building and planning, that we end up with a decent product. And then the next thing is to get them going again and get things moving along. So I did respond to the Neighbourhood Association today, and I copied the director of the board on that as well, just on the issue regarding the blighted building. So I'm happy to answer any questions if anyone has any.
I have a few questions. So even though we don't have a set of plans, have they prepared plans that you have seen, the permit holder?
They have indeed, Commissioner Tanner, yeah. I have a 11 by 17 copy there. Yeah, well, that was part of the problem the last time. I hadn't seen the plans, and I wanted to get them, and they've done them. They have gone through a pretty rigorous drawings because they've got three sets of conditions. They've got existing, as-built, and proposed, and part of the proposed would be to bring stuff back that was built without a permit and stuff, so the planning wanted that. So we've actually three conditions on the plan. So I think the plans are a pretty good set, and we are going to be paying close attention to this project if we get the permit upheld, and make sure that if there is any other errors on that, and it may be discovered that there are, we will deal with them in the field at that point. And I have warned the contractor or the architect that I was dealing with, Mr. Chow, on that point. Yeah. But I think for the most part, I want to thank the neighbors for being very patient and being very understanding of this. And I think they did get their issues addressed in the agreement.
Okay.
There was, and there is waterproofing that we were going to have to check, flashing details. Some of the money that they spent on professional fees, I think we heard that the last night.
Yeah.
I believe he's already been reimbursed for that. But
and then with the additional work, which is the facade, I don't know if that's part of the original permit, is that going to require notice to the neighbors to kind of continue that? And will that be a separate permit, or will this kind of...
For the facade work?
Yeah.
No, that's already on these on the permit that we have in place that's under appeal. It's basically replacing the existing stucco with new stucco.
Okay.
And putting in new windows. The facade... the facade doesn't change in any way apart from the new stucco and new windows. I believe it's the same size openings, same location.
Okay.
So the building, it'll clean it up a bit. We did get it. Some of the neighbours thought that it had been deconstructed, the facade, and removed, but it hadn't been. The garage doors are actually still intact in the building, so it's just...
And then what was your observation in regards to safety? And I know the appellants perhaps can speak to that, but I know part of our concern was just with the foundation work that had been done in excavation, especially during the rainy season. Seems like nothing's happened so far, but, you know, what would be your estimation of the safety or lack thereof at the site?
It's a site that's been vacant for a couple of years, but the work that I saw, I wouldn't say it was top quality, but it met the requirements of the building code, and it was poured in sections, and we'll get to the bottom of that as well. That's part of the process, and I explained that yesterday at the site meeting, that if this permit is upheld before any work takes place, DBI are going to go out there. We're going to have to make sure that what did we see, what did we not see. That's hard to tell at the minute. But the first, in answer to your question, the building at the minute looks safe. Yeah, it is. I mean, it's, and Mr. Clayman's not getting any visible damage to his property, which is always a telling sign if he's starting to see cracking, movement. I believe we're going to have a monitoring in place going forward so that his building then, if there is any movement, that's going to be addressed in the agreement.
Great. Thank you.
So I'm really happy that they reached an accord on Mr. Kleinman's behalf. I'm cynical a little bit. You know, let's look at the history on this. Just the behavior is bad.
Correct.
Secondly, in our first hearing, no brief was filed. No plans were offered. I believe in the first hearing, that there was a reference to the fact that work had stopped because the project sponsor had put the building up for sale, which indicates to me, and this is conjecture on my part, not based on any fact, but it indicates to me that they're out of money or they don't want to put any further funds into it. And now today, once again, we didn't receive any plans, which was a direct request and requirement for this hearing, I believe. And yet again, the project sponsor hasn't shown up. So it's all well and good that an agreement has been reached. But my cynical nature leads me to ask the question that was asked in the previous item, which was, what's the level of accountability here?
I agree.
Yeah. So how are we going to protect the public, in this case the appellant, for obvious breaches of a lot of stuff, if indeed the agreement is not held, and if the permit holder or the developer doesn't show up, like he hasn't shown up today, and he hasn't delivered stuff to us previously. I'm very iffy on this one for obvious reasons.
All I can do is try, and I went out there with him. He was here. It was yesterday. I spoke to him. I thought he was coming this evening. And regarding the plans for the brief, I think we were looking for the approved plans. And there is a language barrier, I have to tell you that. I find it, sometimes... trying to get through. There's a lot of agreement, but I don't totally understand sometimes that they fully agree with me. I repeated myself several times to him yesterday about certain things, but I agree with your concerns. I mean, you're welcome to do whatever action you see. What I'm just telling you is my updates were what I'm surprised they're not here. As a matter of fact, I emailed them and said, where are you 5 minutes ago? Because, you know, this is coming up fast. So I don't know why they're not here either tonight. So if you want to continue it again, you're more than welcome.
Yeah,
but they're not getting the fact that maybe they need legal representation. Maybe they need someone that can represent them properly. Because all I know is when I emailed him to go out to the site, he showed up, explained what I wanted. I put him together with the neighbor. They did come up with an agreement. But why they're not here, I don't know. And it is a good question.
Yeah, I was... In the last hearing, I found myself getting pretty upset at the, you know, the general negligence of, come on, it's been going on for 2 years, the abuse of the neighborhood, not to mention the next door neighbor, and the general attitude towards not and unresponsiveness to this body for providing the information necessary for us to make a decision, and then to follow up, to have a follow-up hearing where we asked for specific information, not to have that information, and now not to show up. I mean, my inclination predisposed and waiting for proper testimony, of course, was I was prepared to Humpty Dumpty, do a Humpty Dumpty, which is put it back together the way it was in the first place. Again, you know, on a motion like that or direction like that, with a developer who has not, who indicated, well, we're going to sell it before we finish it. Basically, that's what I heard. Where's the teeth here? I mean, I don't want to. Where is the teeth here? And what happens when the appellant, although they have a wonderful agreement and they have trusted their neighbor to perform, what happens if the pattern of performance continues, shall we say?
If you upheld the permit and it was returned to DBA,
mm-hmm.
Well, yes. Our enforcement process again would take place. That's it. Basically, I think that answering that right, maybe you can check with the city attorney, but it would end up probably in enforcement and litigation. I saw the for sale sign on the property, but I'm not sure what's happening with that. And they're not here to speak. So I agree with everything you're saying, by the way. Mm-hmm. And your frustrations are my frustrations, as they are on a daily basis, unfortunately, at the minute, it seems.
No, I understand this is it has to do with the JOB that you were involved with.
Mm-hmm.
So if we were... I don't think, you know, this is another one where we had one a couple weeks ago where, you know, if you say no, you lose. If you say yes, you lose. I feel very much the same way on this one, because if we deny the permit, then, and we find for the appellant in the face of an agreement, again, there are no teeth. The poor neighbors, the appellant still... as an unfinished building, and there's no resolution. So where is the best solution?
We do have the notice of violation still in place. We could refer to the city attorney's office for litigation. You know, it is in our code enforcement division at the minute. Lack of action, and we have a litigation committee. It could be referred to the litigation committee to go to the city attorney's office. That would be something that we would have an option on our notice of violation, which is completely separate from the permit. The permit is to comply with it, but the notice of violation not being complied with, we could elevate it to the city attorney's office for enforcement. That would be an answer possible.
Plus, sorry for jumping in, but this property has definitely hit the radar for a lot of different reasons. So I think that enforcement with DBI is probably our best alternative, unless we want to see a blank canvas in front of next to their house for the next 5 years.
What's missing here tonight are the permit holders to answer your questions about what are they going to do. They met, Megan told me they were going to do it. That's why I reported.
They didn't have much to say the last time they were here, to be honest.
They've been working with, maybe you should hear from Mr. Kleinman to see what he's got.
That's probably
the best. Or Mr., you know, whatever, when you're done with me. But I know that they've met me twice out there. And I encouraged them to try and get together and do an agreement, which I was told they did. And then, as I say, like in my opinion, in my world, getting permits, if the plans are okay and they seem to be, and the permit is what it's supposed to take care of, I'm more in favor of it going ahead and trying to push them from our end on getting this work done and getting these neighbors off our backs, because it's ugly sitting out there in the middle of that block. It really is. It's desperate looking.
Well, should we be concerned, again, since the property is for sale, you've seen it wasn't a falsehood. They, in fact, have the property for sale. What should we be worried about, again, on behalf of the neighborhood and on behalf of the appellant? Should they be successful in, if we say, okay, we'll go with the agreement, what should we be concerned with? Because if a sale goes through, is another agreement takes place and a sale goes through, what we do tonight to approve a permit may go for naught, and this building in the hands of another owner may go for another 2 years with...
Well, at DBI, from my department's point of view, an agreement between neighbor and a permit holder wouldn't have anything to do with me. It doesn't have any. I'm not a legal mind, so that's not my job. But that's a legal question. So any agreements between them is their own agreement. It's nothing to do with DBI.
I understand, but the permit, if the building is sold, would a new buyer would not necessarily be interested in doing what the previous owner had solicited a permit.
No, they have no choice, because California is a full disclosure. So anything that's pertaining to the property would have to be disclosed during the transaction.
But that would transfer on with a new. I understand the disclosure piece, but that doesn't mean that there's going to be follow through by a new owner who may have a completely separate vision for the property. Correct?
No, but the notice of violations.
Well, the notice of violations will go.
Oh, the permit and the notice of violation run with the property.
Important.
The agreement is between the current owner and the neighbor.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
One more question, sorry to belabor this. So you mentioned that the plans, they have plans, but that part of what they'll have to do is kind of unwind some of the work that has been performed on the site. Mm. So do the plans reflect that unwinding, or there's more work to be done to ascertain what the past looked like that they need to go back to?
No, the plans do show three conditions, and part of the wording on the permit is to remove unpermitted work. Okay. So that's why we've got that. So they are going to have to take, I believe it's a deck that they're constructed and stuff that they have. That was right. More planning work required.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. We will now hear from Mr. Sanchez.
Thank you, Scott Sanchez, Planning Department. I share the frustration that Senior Building Inspector Joe Duffy expressed, as well as Vice President Swig, and I think the entire board. This process has not been followed properly by the property owner, the project sponsor, from the beginning, from the construction, the illegal construction, even the permitting process. It was very frustrating for our staff, our enforcement staff, to actually, it was like pulling teeth, basically, to get plans that we believe accurately depicted, to the best of our knowledge, the existing conditions and the proposed conditions, and to get a code-compliant set of plans. The plans do call for, at least the scope of work calls for, the facade, the stucco to be replaced, to be made otherwise maintained as it was before, with the windows to be replaced with those that matched what had existed there previously. There would be no separate notification for that, but they would be required through the inspection process to comply with the scope of work and the plans. And I think it's been frustrating for everyone, for the neighbors up through this point. It's even more frustrating when they don't engage with the board's process, follow what the board has asked them to do, show up at the hearings, file briefs. And do you also have the concerns that they, may not ultimately perfect the plans? I mean, at least my understanding, though, at least once the permit is issued, under the building code, there are set timelines that are, I think, accelerated for permits that correct notices of violation. So at least the DBI will have that enforcement process to compel compliance from the current owner or from any future owner. Otherwise available for any questions. Thank you.
You look nice and relaxed.
Feeling very good. Thank you. Mm.
I just received an email from the permit holder to say that his truck was, someone drove into the back of his truck on the way here, but he's on his way. He's just running late. So I got that message. So thank you.
Okay. Should we hear from Mr. Kleinman?
Uh, Welcome back.
Thank you, I think. I was going to tell you that we have a document signed by Mr. Lee indicating that there are four things that we were concerned about that he's willing to address. The retaining wall being reinforced, a movement indicator in case our foundation starts to shift, concern about the runoff and that any runoff on 571 does not expose our foundation. And then finally, when they finish construction, any stucco wood or paint that was damaged on our side would be brought back to the condition it was before the construction. I am not that naive in that I realize that that agreement and $1.85 will get me a cup of coffee at Pete's. What we're concerned about, or what we hope, is that none of this is done without DBI's oversight, and that as long as the permits are appropriate, there's inspections and approvals, then we're satisfied with that agreement in terms of its standing. But we're two issues. One, we're trying to avoid, obviously, spending $400 an hour on legal costs, which it may have to come down to, because I agree with the board in that we don't have a lot of confidence in them completing what they're supposed to be doing. But the second issue, and I think that's the important one, is that none of these are cosmetic. The facade in the front, the stucco, you know, that's wonderful. But what we're concerned about is the structural integrity of our home. So these are things that are significant beyond just their violations. These are, you know, safety issues, and that's why I'm relying on the city to ensure that we have a safe building. That's really all I have to say. I have a copy of the agreement. I don't know if that's worth entering into anything or just keeping.
President,
are you fairly comfortable with the agreement that you made with the property owner at this point?
The parts of it, yes.
Okay.
Except for the teeth, yes.
Okay.
President Fung, do you want the agreement or?
There's nothing we can do with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. And hopefully they fulfill their part.
Yeah.
Well, if push comes to shove, it may come down to legal enforcement.
Yeah.
Understood.
Hopefully not.
But hopefully it'll be nice and pretty when they get done, and you'll have a pretty house next to you. And
safe house.
Yeah, a safe house, and your value will go up, hopefully. Cross fingers.
It can be ugly, I don't care. It's yeah. Safe.
So I assume we're not going to wait for the permit holder.
No, we're not.
So is there any public comment on this item?
The guy in the back?
Yeah.
Please come forward. Okay, seeing none, we commissioners, this matter is submitted.
I'll make the motion if...
Well, just a quick comment, commissioners. I think the frustrations we felt in the previous one was definitely... previous case that was a lose-lose situation. The only partial win that can occur here is they complete this,
yeah,
get out of everybody's lives, you know. And I believe that if it would provide any level of comfort to the appellant, I'm pretty sure that the building department are going to ensure, are going to ask for certain things. They'll probably have to x-ray where they reinforcement is.
You have to make sure the rebar is in there.
We want to make sure that they put in the appropriate. We discussed that last time, and things like that. I just, from a professional point of view, I'm not too worried about the retaining wall itself if that level of enforcement had been put in. So I'd like to get this going so that they can finish this work and get out of everybody's life.
Okay. I concur. I mean, this is similar to the project that was in Twin Peaks. No one wants to be next to a cemetery of a building for 10 years.
You have a motion?
Motion to... What is this for?
Deny.
Yeah. Deny the okay. Appeal.
I recall last time Inspector Duffy said maybe some language should be cleaned up about the deck. Do you think that's necessary? Or because...
I thought the deck was addressed through...
Well, just the language on the permit. It was revert back to original wooden deck, and he suggested saying legalize the deck.
But we're going to memorialize
that. Would be
that.
Granting the appeal and revising the permit. Okay.
Mr. Duffy, do you answer that, and then we can adjust accordingly, okay?
Yeah, Commissioner Joe Duffy, DBA. There was some questions about the existing conditions being shown correctly on a window and a door going to a deck, but I think we got that cleared up on the drawings. We didn't have the drawings. I think the drawings did take care of that.
Because I think last time that they said that there was a deck, they had restored to the previous, but there was really no deck there prior.
Right, and there are photographs on the plans that show that with the existing condition. Okay. They've got a bunch of photos on the drawings that I was given anyway, you know. Sorry, you weren't given them. That's the issue, the missing part.
Okay.
So you don't feel the need to have that?
No, I think the permit's addressed. And I do think in this case, if this permit is upheld, we are going to have to go out there and get, you know, as you said there, make sure the inspections were done right. If there's anything else, we want to give it a good once over. It might require another permit, but this I think they're in good shape. This permit went through
planning. And warn them they should not come before this board again.
I know. I've said that too.
Yeah.
Or me.
You know, yeah.
Or you.
They're on the radar.
Okay, so deny the permit.
We have a motion from Commissioner Honda to deny the appeal and uphold the permit on the basis that it was properly issued. On that motion, President Fung?
Aye.
Commissioner Lazarus?
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner?
Aye.
Vice President Swig?
Aye.
Okay, so that motion carries. And one last item that we will be adjourning to August 15, located at 524 Van Ness Avenue. And that concludes the hearing.
Thank you. Woo-hoo.